I'm Barbara Gannon, Assistant Professor of History at the University of Central Florida, and you are listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Welcome to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Riches, the regional initiative for collecting the histories, experiences, and stories of Central Florida, is an umbrella program housing interdisciplinary public history projects that bring together different departments at the University of Central Florida with profit and nonprofit sectors of the community in order to promote the collection and preservation of the region's history. By facilitating research that records and presents the stories of communities, businesses, and institutions in Central Florida, Riches seeks to provide the region with a deeper sense of its heritage. This series will feature a podcast every 2 weeks, in the middle and at the end of each month, that will explore various aspects of Central Florida history. In today's episode, Winter Gardens, 20th Century, Boom, Bust, and Rebirth, Nicholas Niemi explores how the demographics of Winter Garden have changed over the last century, moving from an agricultural economy with small numbers of residents to a growing suburbia.
I am Nicholas Niemi, and thank you for listening to Winter Gardens 20th Century, Boom, Bust, and Rebirth, the second of our three-part series about the Winter Garden area. With these podcasts, we hope to offer you a greater understanding, not only of the history of Central Florida, but the people and institutions that preserve and educate their communities. Winter Garden has undergone tremendous change in the last century, going from an agricultural base with very few residents, to a suburban system of neighborhoods with a revitalized downtown area. In this podcast, we will take a greater look at the boom times, the downtimes, and the rebirth of Winter Garden in the 20th century. Contributing to this podcast are Phil Cross, the historian for the local chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, as well as a host for the Central Florida Railroad Museum, Kay Kappelman, Education Coordinator and Interim Director of the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, and Alana McMillan, General Manager of the Garden Theater. Winter Garden spent most of its history as a hub for agriculture, growing fruits and vegetables to be shipped to market. Phil Cross, the historian for the local chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, with local ties to the community, has extensive knowledge of the agricultural history of Central Florida.
Grow vegetables throughout the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then the railroad came through in 1885-86, and that kind of focused right up in this area. When the railroad came through, that kind of was the magnet to draw people here. But that was the big drawing card originally, was the rich, fertile land that was here. And of course they came through and timbered the land. They got all the big cypress off of it and the virgin pine, that kind of thing. There was a little bit of a turpentine industry in the area as well. But then from that it migrated to vegetables. And then as citrus became a bigger commodity, probably starting in the teens, 20s, people started planting citrus, and then citrus really expanded here. Because you could grow citrus south of here on the sand hills.
This area was a citrus hotspot. The Tiberias and Gulf Railroad in the late 40s originated more perishable traffic per mile of track than any Class 1 railroad in the United States because of the number of packing houses that it served between Ocoee and Tiberias. But West Orange County was a citrus, and earlier before that, a vegetable hotspot. So this depot and this railroad was very busy during the citrus growing and, of course, vegetable growing season, mostly from fall through the beginning of summer.
As education coordinator and interim director of the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, Kay Kappelman has done extensive research on the subject as well.
Winter Garden was the largest shipping point for citrus in the world, supposedly. We had two different railroad lines that went through downtown and two different depots for two different train stations. And both of those railroad companies were busy shipping oranges out of the area 24/7. And so Winter Garden was thriving during those years as a citrus capital. A couple things happened. The first thing was the coming of Walt Disney World. If you chart the number of acres of citrus in Orange County, the graph will continue to rise up until about 1971 when Walt Disney World opened its doors. And then throughout many parts, but still here in West Orange County during the 1970s, the main industry was citrus. All of West Orange County, Avalon, Dr. Phillips, Windermere, Gotha, Oakland, we were still primarily citrus industry based. And all of that came to a screeching halt in the 1980s. In the 1980s, Central Florida experienced three devastating cold fronts, 1983, 1985, and 1989. We saw below freezing temperatures for several hours. That, of course, kills orange groves. And so three times in the 1980s, citrus farmers in this area were faced with dead orange groves. The final blow came in the hurricanes in 2004 when the concentrate plant, the citrus canning plant in Winter Garden, was hurt by the hurricanes, and they decided not to continue to make orange juice there. And so the citrus industry in Winter Garden pretty much was gone in the 1980s.
But even as the agricultural declined, people started to move in and build, mostly thanks to the Walt Disney Company.
And throughout many parts of the county, what had been citrus groves became theme parks and hotels and shopping centers, restaurants, and houses for all of the many employees of the theme park industry. With each and every one of those freezes, the grove owners had to make the difficult decision about whether or not to replant their groves or to sell their grove land to developers who were building homes for the many people that were moving to the area because of the theme parks. And so with each and every one of the freezes, the farmers in the area began selling off their groves and moving further south down to Polk County, where they could buy land that was very cheap. They don't have Disney World down in Polk County, so land prices were still cheaper there, and also temperatures were a few degrees warmer there. And so the citrus industry during the 1980s in West Orange County was pretty much completely devastated.
Most of the growth in this area has been since that time, okay, because this area was primarily agriculture.
Okay. All along the lake shore. And then as farming declined, because they, you know, expanded that way and built houses and all to the lake. A lot of those on the north side were built probably in the late 50s, early 60s.
And with this influx of people, the need for entertainment arose, creating the need for businesses downtown. Alana McMillan, director of the Garden Theater, is able to give insight in Winter Garden's nightlife.
Well, to tell you a little bit about the history of the building itself, it was the Garden Theater started out as a movie house. It was a single screen cinema that was built in 1935 originally. And the way that it worked out and the timing in which the space was built, at that time, the talking pictures were becoming popular. And the Garden Theater was actually the first theater in Central Florida built specifically for the talkies. And like I said, that just kind of worked out because that's when the theater was being built. And it was the hot spot to be in downtown Winter Garden in its day. All of the local community would walk down here, especially on Saturday afternoons. We get a lot of oral history stories of folks who lived here in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and this was the place to be on Saturdays. They'd come down and get their groceries, and they would go to the theater and watch the serials and the movies, and they also got their newsreel information. They watched the newsreels, the international newsreels, from the theater. So that's how they got their news source, because people didn't have televisions in their home at that time. So it was really a hot spot to be. And the theater closed in 1963 and was purchased by the Pounds Motor Company that was located next door to the theater. And it became a tractor warehouse and showroom for over 40 years. And so they leveled the floor. They gutted everything out of it. And it was no longer a theater.
With the loss of agriculture, the new residents found themselves without a heart to the city. But the road to rebuild the downtown for Winter Garden came in the early 90s.
I'll start by saying that the revitalization of downtown Winter Garden was helped by the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, but there were really two events that were the catalyst for the revitalization. The number one event was the opening of the West Orange Trail. In 1994, Orange County purchased the old Atlantic Coast Railroad line and also parts of the T&G line and opened the first phase of the West Orange Trail. That brought bike riders and walkers right through the downtown corridor of Winter Garden. For a number of years, the parts of the Atlantic Coastline Railroad tracks were still up and running, and so the trail and the railroad tracks ran parallel for a while. But the city was able to help reroute the tracks to the eastern part of town, and so the tracks no longer had to run right through downtown. And at the same time, they were also working to do a major streetscape through downtown. Winter Garden celebrated its centennial in 2003, and so the city worked really hard to finish the streetscape in time to celebrate the centennial. And in fact, the centennial celebration lasted all of 2003. Those two events, the West Orange Trail and the streetscape that the city did, brought about a major change in downtown. And Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, we just helped.
The first time I got wind that there was any sort of theatrical renovation happening in West Orange County, I was centralized in downtown Orlando and had never been out to West Orange County before. And once I heard about this, I drove out here for the first time just to check it out. And as soon as I turned on Plant Street in the historic downtown, I immediately fell in love with what was happening. And at that time, the theater was under renovation, and they had just started renovation of the theater. And there was a yellow construction wall around the theater space with a mural painted on it of a historic ticket booth with people lined up to buy tickets. And it was just the most charming scene in the downtown area that I immediately fell in love and said, I've got to get involved in this project. And that's how I became hooked. I interviewed and got the job in April of 2006. And at that time, the theater was only at about 30% drawings within the renovation project, and really got an opportunity to sink my teeth into the construction side of things and get involved with all the amazing people who were involved with the construction side of the project.
This has been Winter Garden's 20th Century, Boom, Bust, and Rebirth. And remember to check out our other podcasts, The Railways of Central Florida, an interview with Phil Cross, and the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, preserving Florida's past, all parts of our series on Winter Garden. This has been Winter Garden's 20th Century, Boom, Bust, and Rebirth. And remember to check out our other podcast, The Railways of Central Florida, an interview with Phil Cross, and the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, Preserving Florida's Past. All parts of our series on Winter Garden. I am Nicholas Neamey, signing off for Kay Kappelman, Phil Cross, and Alana McMillan. Thank you for listening. There are many podcasts out there, and I think you chose the right one.
For listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just heard. Please join us for the next episode, The Home of Dr. Mary McLeod Methuen.